This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI.
Is being in first place with the game something that you guys pay attention to when it's only week 7?
No, hell no. I think the biggest thing is don't drink the Kool-Aid. Right now, obviously, they're going to say a lot of good things about you. And this it's the second quarter of the season. You know, you break it up in quarters. And don't buy it. Like, you get distracted by how good they tell you you are. And you get to doing different things or not committed to the process how you were before. So I don't think this is not that kind of team. We're not that kind of team. I feel like we came in with the right mindset today, trying to get back on track. We feel like we left a lot of plays out there. You know, it's, even me, I feel like I took a touchdown away from Pop, and I had some things going on out there. So trying to be better, and I'm back on the grind. You know, I just don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't get caught up in that. Just neither here nor there. We'll figure it out. You know. 10 more games right now.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. You can stay tuned for it. Dial them up, 617-779-7937. We'll get you the clip du jour and grab bag on the way as well. That was Stephon Diggs yesterday talking about, well, not drinking the Kool-Aid yet on the Patriots, being in first place and being a team that's been there and done that, which I feel like we say this every week, and I need to come in and say it every week because I didn't think Diggs would be this guy. The messaging from Stephon Diggs and how bought in he is with the Vrabel program, at least at this point in time, I'm not sure how long that'll last with Stephon Diggs. It did not last forever in Minnesota. It did not last forever in Buffalo. It barely got off the ground in Houston. But so far...
So far, so good. So very good.
If we're being fair, it's not only so far, so good, it's way, way, way better than I expected, and he's been really good on the field and in some ways even better off of it, Keith, and certainly much better than I expected him to be off the field. The messaging is consistent, and yeah, it'd be easy to say, yeah, we're 4-2, this is great, you know, we can come out and make noise this year, this is our time, Drake May, blah, blah, blah. No, he says, look, there's things we can do better.
Yeah,
I took a touchdown away from Pop Douglas, and we're 6 weeks in, there's a long way to go. That is the right messaging here. Not that everybody is capable of doing it. I didn't think he was. He has been, so I'll give him credit for it.
Yeah, he's been real impressive, especially recently, like following up the Bills game and then speaking about how tough the Saints game could be because you're following up such an emotional high against the Bills. Then they go out there, team gets the win, and for him, like, everybody thought that that call that went against him was like the worst call ever, and he probably knows deep down it was a bad call, but you don't just blame the refs in that situation, especially after you win. And he can be like, yeah, I took a touchdown away from Pop. And that's a good message even for like other receivers on the team. You know, last year, I don't think any of the receivers on the team would have said anything like that. They all would have been
Jalen Polk was clearly out of bounds. And he was like arguing the rule where he was clearly out of bounds. Like that's how it went last year.
Exactly. Like they were all like out of their minds. Like they didn't really understand. And so that's a good message by Diggs, I think, for like the rest of the younger guys on the team to hear that. And it's been time after time where he has talked like a captain. I know he was a game captain for Buffalo. He was a captain in Buffalo, and he was even a captain in Houston. I was a little surprised that he wasn't. I don't know, maybe that was Vrabel holding the boat thing against him or whatever else. But just because you're not one of the six like official captains. Doesn't mean you can't be one of the leaders of the team, which he clearly is.
My guess is it had less to do with the boat and more to do with him not being fully invested in the offseason program. Like he and those are related.
Right, but he missed one.
Yeah, the boat is what he was doing while he was absent from OTAs, but I bet it had more to do with his absence than what he was doing while he was absent.
But even in Buffalo, I mean, he was there for 4 years, and I don't even know if he has 4 good years left in him anyway. But like, it was really, really good for, what, 3 years? It wasn't until like the end in Buffalo where it started to go off the rails.
And I think his last year in Buffalo was like the last half of his last year.
It was the last half. They still won a playoff. Every year he was there, he won at least one playoff game. Like, so he was a part of some good teams.
Yeah, what did he do in the game against the Chiefs in the playoffs? Did he drop a pass or did he just not reel it? What did he do in that game?
I can look it up. I'm not sure.
I feel like he had a pass that he dropped that would have like brought him back in the game or something like that. So I don't think it ended great in Buffalo on the field.
Yeah.
He was kind of a decoy by the end in Buffalo. But you're right, like 3.5 good years while he was in Buffalo. And so...
Yeah, like great years.
Yeah, isn't even strong enough. Yeah. Right, really high-end years for Stephon Diggs. But Diggs, the teammate, Diggs the leader, I say it again every week, I am impressed by it. And I think clearly, and he'll say this here coming up, I think clearly he's bought in on Vrabel. Now, you raise a good point, Keith. Is that a chicken and an egg thing? Is he bought in because they're winning? Or are they winning because they've bought in?
I mean, it's certainly a lot easier to stay bought in with the winning, right? True. It's the easiest thing in the world. As soon as a team starts losing, everyone's going to, like, how do you keep that group together is tough, nearly impossible.
But I think to get a guy like Diggs to buy in, I don't think every other coach has had great success at that. Vrabel's doing that right now. This is Stephon Diggs on the buy-in that he has right now with Mike Vrabel.
What did some players like just in terms of getting to buy-in?
That was impressive.
I don't know how he does it. And you got me to buy in, I'll tell you that. But I just think that you respect him as a coach. Also, him being a player kind of adds another layer to it. And he practices what he preaches. He's going out there grinding. He's pushing on guys. He's preaching maximum effort. And he shows you that, like, our success is a direct correlation from our practice and how we grind. So when you buy into the process and you see the results, it's like, damn, it does work. So it's easy to kind of go in. He was going in and doing all these things and we weren't winning. It was probably easy for me to be like, man, I ain't really jacking that. But things have been going pretty good so far. So buy into the process, do with your coach. And, you know, he makes it pretty natural. Everybody just play their position. Who they are.
So I think this is the appeal of Vrabel. And Keith, he was not my first choice. He was my second choice. We both like Ben Johnson. I like Liam Cohen. There's probably others on the list if we went back and looked at it that I would have hired before Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
But the appeal and what I did get about Vrabel comes in, builds a culture, builds a program, guys buy in. And I think we're already seeing that. Now, what's the shelf life for it? I don't know. I think coaches like Vrabel tend to burn real hot. I think he burned out in Tennessee. You know, I was listening to Giardi, a podcast he did with a local host in Nashville, and he's like, yeah, by the end, I mean, Vrabel was a jerk. So once they stopped winning and the losses started piling up, people tuned him out. So Vrabel can burn hot. I don't think, and you said this earlier, the ceiling is as high with a Vrabel type than like a McVay, Kevin O'Connell type.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the ceiling's as high, but the idea with hiring someone like Vrabel is you fix the mess from the last couple of years. And you get guys to buy in early. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to draw it up any better than how it started.
I mean, outside of the very first game of the season, everything's gone, you know, really well for them overall. And, the whole team seems to be bought in. And it's easy for the whole team to buy in when your best players are bought in, right? That's what we'd always say about Belichick. Like, the whole team wouldn't have bought into Belichick if Tom Brady was like, what is this guy?
Right.
You know, like, that obviously helped. And the dynamic is different. You don't have the veteran quarterback on this team, but you do have a good second-year quarterback. And then you have some other veterans, like a Steph Diggs, who I think his words carry a lot of weight in that locker room. He's accomplished more in the league than really any other player on offense combined. He's been so much better than everybody. It is funny when you look back at Steph Diggs' history, he's played for only defensive head coaches. He played for Mike Zimmer. He played for Sean McDermott. And he played for DeMeco Ryans.
So he only played for Zimmer in Minnesota?
I believe it was just Zimmer. Yeah. Zimmer had a long run, like a sneaky long run in Minnesota. And Zimmer and McDermott, not former players. Ryans was clearly, but he was only there for 8 games. But I wonder if like that little dynamic of it, too, is just maybe he's a player that relates better. We've heard NBA guys say the same thing. Like,
that's a good point.
I relate a little bit better to a guy that played in the league. And not that Zimmer or McDermott are like horrible coaches or anything, but maybe he kind of has like just like a little bit of, and it's not even like a shot at those guys, but you just have a little bit more respect for Mike Vrabel because he's like, when he tells me something, I know he's been in this position.
Yeah. And look, that doesn't always work. It could blow up.
Oh, they're not
like
all good.
No, but, like Rod Mayo. But I guess when we said this earlier, McVay and O'Connell, or even how about guys like Liam Cohen or Ben Johnson? Probably better examples. Mm-hmm. Those guys are winning. Are they getting buy-in? I don't talk about those teams day to day. We certainly don't cover those teams, so I don't pretend to know. But I bet it's harder to buy in on Mr. Duval.
Well, better chance.
He might scheme it up. Don Johnson.
Right. He might scheme it up well. But are you telling me there's not two guys in the Jaguars when they're out hanging out? They're like, "What did Coach say today?"
Right.
Like, Jesus. I don't think
Duval.
Yeah. Like, did you hear him? And I don't think they're doing that with Vrabel.
No. Now, look, if you keep winning, you'll buy in no matter what.
You can change it.
But I think just Diggs as an example. I'll give you another good one. I thought Duggar was going to be maybe an issue on the – Duggar's, I think, if not bought in, he's not a problem as far as we can tell.
No, most guys that were starters and, like, highly paid starters and they're, like, basically doing, like, special teams and, like, only playing when someone's hurt – it would be an issue and you just get rid of.
And Duggar has started to find his way into snaps because of injuries and guys getting surprise cut
sure
and things like this.
Yeah.
And too many snaps against New Orleans last week. But what did he play in the Buffalo game? He hardly played.
Fair.
So he could be a problem. It sounds like, you know, guys like that have largely been bought in on this team and the ones that weren't are gone. Like, I bet Peppers wasn't buying in, which is part of the reason why they said, all right, then you're gone. And you had this point right away, Keith. Why is Duggar here? Why is Peppers gone? Some of it's the contract, I'm sure, but some of it is probably also the buy-in and getting rid of guys who might not buy in. Old captains who might be loyal to Belichick's way of doing it, or even Mayo to a degree. Guys like Peppers who weren't going to buy in. I think that's part of the reason he's been able to do it. And we talked about it at the time. Why is he moving on from all these coaches? Why is it a regime change? Or captains, rather. Why is it a regime change? Well, I think you're starting to see. They got out guys who could be a problem to let new leadership come in. And sometimes you have to do that. You got to get Rafael Devers out of there to let Bregman come in and lead,
yeah,
to go back
yeah,
to that
yeah,
analogy.
Yeah.
You had to subtract some of those other leaders, old captains, to let the new guys come in and lead and be bought in on Vrabel. I think you are seeing that.
Yeah, because they pretty much like gutted it. And we were wondering, and for most of those guys, we were like, all right, like that's fine. Like Jacoby Brissett and Dietrich Wise and something like, okay. Like David Andrews, you and I are both like, do you really have to move on from David Andrews? Now he's not playing anyway, so maybe they kind of knew that was going on, but they wanted a little bit more of like a clean start with all these new guys. It was no surprise that there are, you know, guys that worked with McDaniels, guys that worked with Terrell Williams, there's guys that worked with Vrabel, and they all had sort of a say in some of those guys to come in. And that happens everywhere, right? When there's a new coach, like how many players that he has had do they try to bring in? I mean, sometimes too much so. Remember Matt Patricia with the Lions brought in like every former Patriot he could find?
Seriously.
That doesn't always work.
Or like Patino when he was here with the Celtics.
Brought
in every guy. Like,
all right, I know you know him, but let's try to find some good ones.
Right.
And I think Vrabel's, he's brought in some guys that can obviously play.
He has. Greatest coach ever, never played a down in the NFL, says the text line.
What? Andy Reid? Yeah, no, I never played. No, it's probably still Belichick, but either way.
Most accomplished coach.
No, I understand that.
How much buy-in did Bill have in 2000?
Oh, 2000?
How much buy-in did Bill have in Cleveland?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. That kind of changed when he got Brady. I hate to break it to you.
No, I'm just pointing out, it's not that you can't be successful if you haven't played. I mean, Andy Reid is killing it. John Harbaugh is a good coach, but I think there is just something ingrained. NBA players have talked about it. Like, they just look at the coach that has played, and they're
easy.
Like, oh, that helps.
It's easy. You might win over people's respect by performing at a high level, coaching at a high level, good scheme. I mean, you might. But an easy way to win them over quickly is, yeah, to be a guy who's been there, done that. Now, you can also lose them if you've been that. We just referenced Mayo easily. Mike Singletary and guys like that. There's a million examples of it. Buying that's an easy way to get immediate buy-in. And Vrabel has the benefit of also doing it as a coach previously.
Mm-hmm.
He's been to an AFC title game. He's been to the playoffs. He's had winning seasons. So he has the ability to do both. Did you make anything of this comment from Vrabel? I didn't have Nick pull it, but he was asked about the trade deadline. And the question was, well, you guys have a winning record. You're currently in first place. Do you approach the trade deadline any differently? He said, quote, "I don't know if it has a bearing on it. We'll continue to try to strengthen the roster each and every day. Sometimes those are small moves, maybe bigger ones, but I don't think right now those conversations are centered around what our record is currently." Like, I get the answer. It's mostly a non-answer. I don't believe that, though. Like, I don't believe that they won't be more aggressive at the trade deadline this year. because they're good. I think because they're good, they're going to be more,
yeah, I'm hoping
more bought in on upgrading a position like running back, where, I don't know, a year ago when you're going nowhere, it's like, whatever, what are we adding a running back for? I think there is going to be more urgency because they're good, or at least I think there should be.
Yeah, I definitely think it should be. Like in every sport, I mean, right? You have buyers, you have sellers. We'd always complain about the Red Sox when they were caught in between and they didn't know which direction to go in. So, yeah, I think the record will have a huge say, because if you're 8-2 or whatever, however many games there are by the time the thing rolls around and you're still not getting production from running back, there's more incentive to make a move for a running back than there wouldn't. Like if you were 4-4, do you really want to give up your first round pick? Because now all of a sudden that first round pick might be in the top 15. So I'm hanging on to it. If it's trending towards a way where you're like, all right, it's the bottom of the first round. I mean, like, let's go really, you know, high floor. Yeah. I think you're more likely to trade it. And there's more of a need to try to capitalize on the season.
Well, that's a good point too. Just with the first round pick or a draft pick in general,
or even second round pick, whatever.
Yeah. That's a good point. Because you just brought up a first-round pick, a texter has sent this over and over and over again. I think this shows good restraint on our end, Keith. We didn't read this text.
We are pretty good, yeah.
Jones and Keith, best show on WEEI. That's a texter saying that. I just want to get to his other point.
Yeah.
Would you give up a first-round pick for A.J. Brown? And is it worth buying in now?
Oof. Maybe not a first-rounder. You might not have to at this point.
I think my answer is no to that. Yeah. It would have absolutely been a yes as recently as a couple of weeks ago.
A second? I would do a second-round pick.
And look,
was he just a first-round pick a few years ago?
Yeah, I think
one
so.
One first-round pick.
Maybe there was another mid-round pick in there, but I think the bulk of it was a first-rounder off the top of my head. What was that?
No, it was just a separate text I laughed at.
Oh.
They were like, because we were saying, like, they're just a little bit easier to earn someone's respect when you are a player than for like a coach. And somebody, I don't know if they're trying to mousetrap us. Is Phil Jackson a great coach? What's your point? Phil Jackson played for like many years in the NBA.
Yeah.
He's like a longtime NBA player.
Yeah.
So are they trying to say that he wasn't?
Phil Jackson was
played.
I think he's a little overrated as a coach, but he's a great coach.
But he played.
Yeah.
What's the point?
He definitely played.
Yeah, anyway. Sorry, I read that.
No, that's fine. So I don't think Brown's available, by the way. Well, I take that back.
Well,
I don't
could
think,
be.
I don't think the Patriots are gonna get him. Because you gotta there's a lot you have to do with A.J. Brown. But I wouldn't give up the first-round pick for him now, and that is a change. Based on how it's going and his attitude and just how he's played. Like, I wonder, I don't think he's lost a step. I think they're misusing him, and he's upset and frustrated at the situation. But I'm at least a little worried if he's the same player and worth the first-round pick.
And so that more on how good you think A.J. Brown still is, how good you think Kayshon Boutte might be.
It's a little bit about how good Diggs has been. I think the need for that style, they still need one. I'll still take another one. But the need is less than I thought. The wide receiver need is not
need
as
back.
The wide receiver need is not as urgent as I thought.
I know, it's crazy.
What would you give up for Breece Hall? That's a name that keeps coming up.
Oh,
not a first.
No. I don't even think a second, because isn't he going into his contract year? He's like a rental.
I bet he's like a day three guy.
Yeah, lower. Yeah.
You're saying third rounder? I bet he's like a day three guy.
Sure.
I bet a fourth rounder gets it done for Breece Hall right now.
Yeah, I'd do that.
So that'd be great. You know, Olave's name is out there. Kamara's name is out there. We've talked about a lot of these. Jacoby Myers is apparently getting ready to get traded.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he'd cost. But those are some of the names out there. I know what Vrabel's saying. We're always looking to upgrade our team. We're always looking to get better. So I get that. There should be more urgency because they're good at the trade deadline. And that should be the approach. 617-779-7937. You guys can jump in here or jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. Plus Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boss. Oh, and the Razor.
Oh, hell yeah.
Leading into Vegas tonight.
Yeah.
Has he been out there bonding in Vegas? I don't know.
Probably.
I bet he'll share lots of good stories, I'm sure.
Most likely.
So that comes your way on WEEI Afternoons. We also have the Clip du Jour on the way. Plus, right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab bass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
The coach and the
quarterback are heard live here every Patriots Monday. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics wrapped up the preseason with a 110-108 win over the Raptors at the TD Garden last night. Seas will begin the regular season next Wednesday when they host the 76ers. Patriots are back on the practice field today at 2:20. This Sunday, the Patriots will be in Tennessee taking on the Titans. Week 7 in the NFL begins tonight with the Thursday night football matchup between the Steelers and the Bengals. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7. Westwood One's coverage begins at 7:30. Kickoff is at 8:15. Tonight, the Bruins are in Las Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. Puck drop at the T-Mobile Arena is at 10 o'clock. In the MLB playoffs last night, the Blue Jays got the 13-4 win over the Mariners. Mariners still lead the ALCS 2-1. Game 4 is tonight. First pitch is at 8:33. And the NLCS continues tonight as well. The Dodgers have a 2-0 series lead on the Brewers. First pitching game 3 is at 6:08. I'm Billy Lanning. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for Grab Bag!
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, the baseball playoffs have been rolling since the Red Sox exited. The Blue Jays got a much-needed win. They put up 13 runs on 18 hits. They beat the Mariners 13-4 in Game 3. So the Mariners now have a 2-1 series lead as they head into tonight's Game 4.
Think the Blue Jays come back?
Not in the series, no. I don't think they win the series.
Me neither.
So it'll be Blue Jays-Mariners tonight at 8:33 p.m.
33?
8:33 p.m. first pitch on FS1. Nothing says ALCS like 8:33 on FS1.
No, baseball. And the NLCS is one on TBS. How come they couldn't get a good TV deal for championship series?
Fox can't get the ALCS? They're like, don't put it on FS1.
FS1.
What are they airing on Fox tonight?
What, Chicago Fire on tonight?
Maybe Chicago PD.
Chicago Nursing School. Chicago Med.
Chicago Law.
Yeah. Could be any one of those.
Chicago Vet. They don't have a lot of vet shows.
Rob Manfred, just what a job he's done. Between the Apple TV games that no one can even see and gets angry about, and now this. 8:33 on FS1.
Good. So it'll be Max Scherzer for the Jays opposite Luis Castillo at 6:08. Yeah, on 6:08 on TBS, True TV, and HBO Max.
All of them.
They got it all covered.
Okay,
if you have one of those, you can take in Game 3 of the NLCS between the Dodgers and the Brewers. L.A., a commanding, some are saying, 2-0 lead. They will send Tyler Glasnow to the hill opposite, undecided.
Nice.
Milwaukee's been, for a team that they've supposed to run the table here.
They've been like the best team in baseball for months. And they're still undecided? Guys,
undecided. Games at 6.
6:08 on True TV. You better decide soon.
We're figure it out. So what is that, a 3 o'clock local time out there, right?
Oh,
3 in the afternoon out in L.A.? Yeah. Nice. Good stuff.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for
grab bag.
All right, the Boston Bruins will drop the puck on a 3-game road trip starting tonight, 10 o'clock sharp.
Woo.
So, yeah, both baseball games. Well, one baseball game will be long over. The other one will probably be 6th inning, 7th inning.
Well, you can go from you can go from watching the first game on True TV to the Impractical Jokers and then to the Bruins game.
It's marathon with the Practical Jokers.
I think you'll be good to go, yeah.
That show sucks, by the way. My sister, you like it.
You know what? I've seen a few sketches that I, or not sketches, a few clips that I enjoy.
My sister-in-law likes that show, and like there'll be like a marathon trapped. It'll be like the day after Thanksgiving, the TV will be on, and it'll be one episode after the other, and she knows all their names. She's like, oh my God. She's like, oh, that like Jonathan, he and Stewart. I'm like, what? I go, they're just talking to each other, making each other do dumb stuff.
Yeah, some of them are funny.
Order an extra small coffee. Oh my God. Oh my God. They don't even serve that there. I mean, this show sucks.
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, right. That's really what Carl Havoc, way better than this show. It is like, what if Jackass was horrible?
Did you have a whole rant about coffee sizes?
I did. But I didn't have somebody in my ear telling me what size to order and then try to like punk the people working behind it. Yeah. I can't say. And then did one of those guys get canceled too?
Oh, I don't know.
I think one of them might have got a soft cancel.
I think one of them did.
Oh, one of the Impractical Jokers.
I think one of them might have had a Bill Belichick eye for younger talent.
Too practical.
As it were.
Okay.
No, no. Yeah, maybe. Well, no.
No, too impractical.
Yeah, correct.
He took the name too literally. Yeah.
All right. So the Bruins got the Golden Knights tonight at 10. They got Colorado Saturday night at 9. And then our first look at the Utah Mammoth Sunday at 7. What's the record going to be on this 3-game trip?
This feels like an ofer. Does it not?
Oh, you think it's ofer?
Feels like a goose.
Morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
I think they salvage a point. I think they get a point in the Utah game.
They started by just raging balls in Vegas for 3 days.
Did you guys see that Utah has a mascot now? They got Tusky?
Tusky the Mammoth?
Yep, Tusky the Mammoth. He's a blue mohawk.
What?
Yeah, he's a blue mohawk.
Terp, can we get a look at him if you get a chance?
Yeah, oh yeah, please. I'd
love to. If you're listening back there,
I didn't know this was a thing.
His name is Tusky?
Tusky, yep.
Does he stay in the stands or does he skate around a little bit?
I don't know.
Okay.
I hope he just unveiled it, I think.
I hope he laces up the skates.
Could his first game be against the Bruins? What a thrill that would be.
Throws on a bucket.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. He covers up the lettuce. Apparently, I heard that was a blue mohawk, but he covers that up under the bucket.
It could flow under, though, a little bit.
Yeah, oh, you get a little flow out the back.
Yeah.
It's hockey hair.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that.
Grabs a twig and gets out on the ice.
There's a video of him being unveiled by coming out of an ice block and skating around.
Oh, that's cool.
So he skates.
He does.
They got to skate.
We got our answer.
You're not a hockey mascot if you don't skate around.
Out of an ice block, though. That's a good idea.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That was like when WWE had a giant egg for months and months and months, and then they cracked it open, and it was the gobbledygooker, who was a giant turkey who tried to wrestle a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah, it wasn't one of their better gimmicks.
Nice.
There's the bees. Yeah.
Let me tell you, people, the Impractical Jokers heads are
people
out there.
People like Impractical Jokers? Get out of here.
Text line.
No,
Twitch chat said it was good, but it grew stale.
Well, what are they
by season 7, it was just not. Oh, my God.
Tusky's
incredible.
Oh, that is good. That is good. Look at those tusks.
Huge tusks.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube.
He even has a blue hue to his fur.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Dark blue mohawk.
That is like
jet black eyes.
That is like a meaner Snuffleupagus is what that is.
A softer trunk than I do.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at that guy. Oh, he's got his hands in a fist. He's pissed.
Those are mad eyes. Those are angry eyes.
Would you update your top 5 mascots to include Tusky?
I might.
Yeah, you might have to.
You might have to.
Wow. Wow.
Somebody
that Shive in his sex gear. Shive's ready for his honeymoon. Comes out as Tusky. Think it's go time. Like, oh my God, those tusks are gonna do something. I'm not sure what, but they're gonna do something. Here we go. Here's another these impractical Joker heads. The show was hilarious, and it was Joe that left. Brian, left. Sal, and James are still doing it. It was better before COVID.
COVID ruined
the practical jokers.
COVID ruined it.
They all had to wear masks. The show got really political. Stopped watching Practical Jokers. It does. You'd be like, you'd have a game on for the March Madness, right? You're like, go over to True TV because I got to make sure Kansas covers. Yeah. Next thing you know, it's just a wall-to-wall Impractical Jokers. You guys have any other shows?
All right. Well, yeah. Stand up. Impractical Jokers people out there.
No.
Stand up.
No, thanks. Sit down. Sit down.
I'm Eddie
I just like the idea that COVID ruined them.
Practical Jokers, great show pre-COVID. Now,
12 seasons of a show.
12 seasons?
12 seasons, 281 episodes, and you still have this hidden camera show that nobody knows who they are. Everybody knows who the Impractical Jokers are.
I mean, I don't know their names like my sister-in-law, but I'd be able to spot one
you
of them.
Might
if you
notice.
Walk down the hallway, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's the guy from Impractical Jokers.
They're like always in like Central Park, too. It's like they're always in the same spot. So like, yeah.
See that guy giggling to himself? Yeah, that's him. He's an Impractical Joker.
Touching his ear and talking into his lapel.
See the guy constantly going to his ear? See that guy? Keeps asking for directions while he's holding the phone. Yeah, that guy?
That's got to be an Impractical Joker. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah,
Thursday Night Football kicks off week 7 in the NFL tonight. Uh-huh. Steelers-Bengals on Prime Video. So you got to queue up Prime,
yep.
HBO Max, FS1, Nesson. The remote's going to get a workout tonight, Jones.
It's true. I like this quarterback matchup tonight. I think it's
I believe it's these old heads.
Second oldest quarterback matchup. Flacco Rodgers. I kind of like it. And yeah. I'm curious to see if Pittsburgh is as good as advertised. I'm curious to see it. We saw it head-to-head against the Pats. I want to see it again tonight. If they blow doors on Cincinnati, maybe I'll give them some credit.
I don't know. I don't know if Cincinnati would be enough to make me give the Steelers credit for it. It doesn't seem like a real win, though.
They beat them down, though.
They beat him down.
That's what I'm saying.
Like Joe Mazzulla and the coaching staff
and
versus Terp.
Team.
Yeah. Versus Terp and the fellas. Yeah.
And the ladies.
Cincinnati has 2 wins. One was with Burrow, but they have 2 wins.
I mean, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Every day that I'm in making grab bag.
All right. Nick was just telling me about there's going to be an upcoming documentary called The Age of Disclosure, it's all about aliens.
Here is a season 13 of Impractical Jokers. Age of Disclosure about aliens? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The Age of Disclosure. Which, what is this going to be on Prime, Nick?
I think it's Prime, yeah.
All right, this
November?
Yeah. The documentary will reportedly reveal an 80-year global cover-up of non-human intelligent life.
Oh, hell yeah.
With testimony from members of government and intelligence communities.
All right, well, hang on.
What do you mean?
I've heard from some of these communities.
One guy from that History Channel, where he's like, aliens. His hair's all off. He's like,
look,
aliens.
Look. Is Lauren Boebert going to tell
look,
us?
They're about
oh, Lauren Boebert. Maybe.
Nice.
Real nice.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but okay, if we have government intelligence, great. I've heard plenty from I've heard plenty from the communities.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what the communities take on it is, but the government intelligence, good. That sounds interesting. Good.
So November 21st on Prime. So we're just outside of a month from learning everything we need to know.
So 4 weeks from now on Thursday Night Football, you and you're scrolling through, you'll know when to look for it.
Pop that on.
Yeah.
Grab bag. Everyone wishes she was in the
bag. Grab bag. All right, this is exciting news for fight fans as Netflix has announced that they are going to have a big bout coming up.
Oh, is it the one at the White House?
It is not although that apparently is still on. That is on and popping.
Yeah.
On, November 14th. So Friday, November 14th, 1 week prior to the Alien documentary.
That's a big, big stretch.
Anderson Silva versus Chris Weidman. Now, you might remember Anderson Silva from 20 years ago when he was incredible.
Who was the guy on the challenge who was bragging about how he fought against Anderson Silva's kid?
Yeah.
So he's that old where his kid is fighting people now.
He's 50.
Okay.
Anderson Silva is 50 years old. At one time, you could make a case he was the best fighter in the world.
Yeah.
You could make that case.
But that was, you're telling me
that case cannot be made anymore. Okay. You can't do that anymore. That would not be something you would say about him. He hasn't won a fight since 2017.
Oh.
That was 8 years ago. He beat Derek Brunson by unanimous decision.
Okay.
He went on a little bit. So at one point in his MMA record, he was 33-4. He finished 34-11. So that sort of gives
that,
you.
I dropped off.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had some good fights with Chris Weidman. So at one point, Anderson Silva was like this unbeatable force, and Chris Weidman beat him in back-to-back fights. So I guess they're bringing that back, I guess. I don't know why you'd do that. How old's Weidman? He is 41.
And where is this airing again?
Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
So this should be better than like the Mike Tyson, like, Paul fight?
But I watched that. I watched Tyson's ass cheeks. I watched that.
Yeah,
it's quite a time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All
right. Grab bag.
All right, your horror movie of the day. I'm going to go a little bit of a lighter fare. One of these horror comedies called Tucker and Dale versus Evil. So Shaun of the Dead gets a lot of credit for being like a
Tucker
horror, like spoof kind of thing. It's not like as outlandish as like Scary Movie. It's not like that far afield. But it is, it goes for laughs, and it's good. It's way better than it has any business being.
Okay.
So Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Not Chip and Dale.
Tucker and Dale.
Okay.
Versus Evil.
All right.
That belongs in a
crap bag.
So do you.
Let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Wednesday, October 15th. Was it Vladimir Guerrero Jr.?
Yeah.
4-for-4 with a home run, 3 runs scored. Was it Alejandro Kirk? 2-for-4 with a home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Andrés Giménez? 3-for-5, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Shane Bieber? 6 innings, 2 earned, 8 Ks.
Pretty good.
Or was it George Kirby? 4 innings, 8 earned, 4 Ks.
It's not George Kirby.
Well, he started.
I'll go with Vladdy Jr. He's hitting .464 with 4 homers this postseason.
He's been really
including
good.
The 4-for-4 game last night. It's him.
I think the Jays will trade him.
No.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're going with a former ball player who spent just 8 years in the majors, but he spent time with 4 different clubs. The Montreal Expos, the Texas Rangers, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Seattle Mariners.
Jose Vidro.
No. So it's a bit of a big game for him, big series for him in the ALCS as he played for both teams. Made $15.1 million in his career. Was in the 2000 futures game. He broke into the majors in 2001.
I surmise that.
Was runner-up rookie of the year in 2002.
With who? With Montreal?
With Montreal, and then was done after the 2008 season.
You say what position he played?
He played
So it's the salary before the position.
Yeah.
Listen, I like to keep you guys guessing.
Yeah, okay.
He played most of his games in left field, center field, right field, and some first base.
Okay.
So he was an outfielder, first baseman. He, like I said, runner-up for the rookie of the year. Hit 20 home runs that season. A career-high single season of 32 home runs.
I should know this. I was like, I think still going to Expos games at this point. 0-1?
0-1, 0-2, 0-3, 0-4.
Sick, bro.
He was 0-1 through 0-4. He was with Montreal. Then he made that transition to the Nationals in 0-5. He double-digit steals twice.
Brad Wilkerson.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Oh, I wasn't until you said Nationals. I remember him more with the Nationals than the Expos.
Brad Wilkerson.
Nice.
His name was Stephen Bradley Wilkerson. Yeah, went
Twitch
by Brad.
Chat, Twitch chat and text line both beat me to that.
Oh, he's a memorable player.
I thought that was a good pull.
Hit left, threw left. Represented by Scott Boris.
Only $15
million? Yeah. I don't think Scott Boris puts him on his Wikipedia.
He must have had him opt out. And he
I'm telling you. Boris has made a lot of money for a lot of people, but there's some misses in there.
Not Brad Wilkerson.
You only got $15 million out of Brad Wilkerson?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons. They come your way next. 617-779-7937. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get to the clip du jour next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Now, Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day, and I had myself a little bit of an issue last night. Thought I needed to share that today.
Bash. Oh,
burned the heck out of my tongue yesterday on a chicken patty. Oh,
yeah. Brutal.
Couldn't
chicken
wait
patty.
For it.
Sick yeah. Brag, man, bro. Let me tell you. Oh, wow, yeah, that's a blast from the past. I haven't had a nice chicken patty in a while.
It was chicken patty for your boy last night. Fired up two in the air fryer. Couldn't wait.
Air fryer patties.
Well,
wow.
You better get the brag ready. We have one of those stoves that's like half on top, like regular oven or whatever, and then underneath the air fryer.
Nice. Sick brag, bro.
We're doing pretty well.
Things
in
are
our
pretty
house,
good in the Keith household.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Half on top on the anniversary. Yeah, that's how that goes.
Yeah. On top. Yeah. So then I fire up the two chicken patties, right? The kids had already eaten whatever they had I didn't want. So I was like, all right, I'll do chicken patties later. So excited to have the chicken patty. Took a big bite, burned my entire like mouth. Tongue fried. I think 50% of the items that come out of the air fryer burn my mouth.
I have a feeling once you take a bite and you're like, that was hot. And then you're like, take another bite.
Like a dog. Yeah. You're like, ah, that stinks. Oh, wow, another bite. Then you're mad at it. It's a nightmare.
Wait a minute.
So I like cold food,
double
cold drinks.
Oven rich?
No, I am not. So what happened was...
double oven, one of which is an air fryer? You rich, as Stiz would say.
But they're not... Well, no. It's not double oven. So it's one...
Dutch oven.
It's a Dutch oven. Yeah. No, well, I mean, I guess they're like on top of each other. It's not like
you have two ovens.
Oh, I guess. Well, no, one's not, though. One's just an air fryer. It's just an air fryer underneath.
It's still really double ovens.
I'll show you what it is. Yeah, the other one, like,
your stove, the front
bed.
Of your stove has two doors that open out. Yeah, you rich.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing great.
Wow.
You should see my house in my neighborhood, Hart.
I thought Stiz was the richest I knew because in his videos you could see his heated mirrors when he's doing his 31
heated
days of
mirrors.
Halloween.
You know, those are going well, but I do like those.
Heated mirror. You touch the mirror in a certain spot, and the mirror heats up to get rid of like the moisture and fog.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, rather than just taking the face cloth and going,
Rink! I got none of that. That's what I do. And then your wife's like, "Why is it all like a streaky?"
Don't worry about it. Use my hand. I mean, I didn't use a towel on that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this little air fryer thing is pretty exciting.
Air fryers are the best wherever they are,
and they're quick.
And they make food so much better compared to the microwave.
Oh yeah,
it's
for sure.
But they also do get very hot.
Oh, my God. Way too hot.
Do you know why revenge is a dish best served cold?
Because it tastes bad?
So that's what
we also were confused.
Because like, there's few things you
want
cold.
We're all idiots, apparently. But yeah.
Other than ice cream, there's not many dishes. What do they go? Gazpacho?
No. Oh. So it's what do you do is you
gazpacho
don't react.
Can be hot.
No, the thing is you don't react right away. you take your time to think about how you're going to get back.
Let that meal get cold.
Oh, that's what it means.
That's what it means.
That makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
We weren't sure. News all of us. Yeah, we were surprised. But you learn something every day.
We're talking about hot chicken patties is where that came from.
I also do fall victim to the you bite it once, it's hot, and you bite it again. Like
that's going to cool it down.
But I also think sometimes you feel like the first bite lets out the heat.
Yeah.
And like it should cool off quick. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's one way of looking
for
at
sure.
it. Yeah, it definitely does.
For sure.
It doesn't. I mean, it's like steaming, and then you still take a big old bite.
And then it kind of ruins the rest of the meal because your tongue is
like, oh, it's ruined my day today.
I can't taste anything.
Yeah, that was a miss. The chicken patties, I'm sure, were good. I couldn't taste any of it, though.
I haven't had a chicken patty in...
Oh, you're not
honestly,
living.
I kind of want one.
They're great.
I kind of want one now.
Now, how do you prepare them after you cook it?
Well, first of all, they need to cool down. Then I layer up a ton of Frank's Red Hot on it.
Yeah.
Like so much Frank Red Hot. Drown them in Frank's Red Hot. Put a little blue cheese on it. It's like you have like your own little fried chicken sandwich.
So no bun.
Oh, and a bun. Yeah, like a hamburger bun.
Hamburger bun.
I'm getting hamburger bun this. Yeah.
Hamburger bun.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Feed it to the kids, too. Is this like a dad dinner?
This was just dad's dinner last night, as a matter of fact. The kids like them. The kids would rather just, even though it's the same thing, they would rather like chicken nuggets. So we have that, too.
Oh, yeah. They're all shot out of it.
It's all the same thing.
Get those in there.
Yeah, so they have that.
I like it in patty form with a bun, though. Yeah,
me too.
Nice.
It's more mature.
Yes.
Yeah. Not dinosaurs.
No, they're not shit like dinosaurs. But if you put them in the bun, it's all the same.
You have a refined palate.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying when you have a chicken patty sandwich versus chicken nuggets. You're a refined palate, man.
Sure.
It's really good.
Is Razor in Vegas?
Razor, I don't believe, is in Vegas, but he will be on the phone
with
us.
In spirit with the boys.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
2:30, we'll talk to Razor. 3:30, Tom E. Curran. Obviously, a lot of Patriots talk about the maturity of this team. We're also going to do a snake draft of the best teams in football. I don't know if you guys have tried to actually do a power ranking. It's impossible.
We talked about the AFC anyway, and we still think Kansas City is the best team, even though they're technically the eighth best record right now in the AFC. I'd go Kansas City 1, maybe Buffalo 2.
And you have to decide.
It's a free-for-all 3.
Maybe Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos. No, I really like the Broncos.
And is it what you believe literally right now, or
projecting?
Who can be the best later? Like, I'm not sleeping on the Ravens. They're going to go on a win streak at some point.
Oh, Jones said that.
Oh,
God,
man.
People were mad at Jones for that.
Text line is going to get upset.
They don't like that take.
They could go to the playoffs. They could win the Super Bowl. Like, I'm not done on the Ravens.
They can't play defense.
They have one win, and I was looking for the... Yeah, whatever.
The show is famously pro-Ravens, since we all picked them to win the Super Bowl. That is WEEI Afternoons, the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can head to the Nines for hearty helpings of the home-style chicken pot pie with tons of classic chicken. Or the classic Yankee pot roast loaded with slow simmered beef. You gotta love the night. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We are back tomorrow. Top 5 Friday. Friday 4-pack. Week in review. Keeps keys to Patriots and the Titans this weekend. Revenge game for Mike Vrabel comes your way tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.